From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News. I'm Philip Grant. David Lombardo is reporting at Capital Confidential. Brunswick Democrat and state candidate Aaron Glad has proposed an expansion of the state's Empire Plan to include volunteer firefighters and EMS personnel. The plan is designed to boost recruitment efforts and to ensure volunteer first responders have access to needed health services. Glad is running against Half Moon Republican Daphne Jordan in the open 43rd Senate District to fill the seat currently held by Kathy Marchione. The district is made up of Columbia County and parts of Rensselaer, Washington, and Saratoga counties. Glad said in a statement, and I quote, "Volunteer first responders put their lives on the line for their fellow New Yorkers, and the least we can do is protect their fundamental right to high-quality health care," end quote. The Empire Plan is responsible for ensuring state employees and state legislators. Glad's plan will allow volunteers who meet certain criteria to opt into the program. Read the full story at Capital Confidential, a Times Union blog. Amanda Purcell is reporting for Columbia Green Media. Hudson 2nd Ward Alderwoman Tiffany Garagia announced at the Common Council meeting last month that Columbia Opportunities Head Start program is in search of a new home for its two Hudson classrooms. The classrooms were located at the John L. Edwards Building on State Street, but with the building closure this summer, the space is no longer available. Head Start formerly served a total of 72 students in the Hudson City School District. With the loss of the primary school classrooms, only two classrooms will be open this month, serving only 36 students, and 36 3- and 4-year-olds have been placed on the program's waiting list. Columbia Opportunities Executive Director Tina Sharp said the organization has been searching for a new Hudson location for more than a year, but without success. Sharp said, and I quote, "The cost of commercial space in the Hudson area has gotten pretty expensive. We're talking about such old buildings and infrastructure that it makes it far more expensive to bring the buildings up to all of the daycare licensing codes required," end quote. Garagia said she would like to see the Head Start continue to operate at JLE if or when the building is taken over by the city and county. Read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. Logan Weiss is reporting for Columbia Green Media. The Lumberyard Contemporary Performing Arts Facility on Water Street in Catskill held its grand opening September 1st. A gala event hosted by actor Alan Cumming marked the launch of the $8.2 million facility located on the former site of Dunn Builders Supply in the village. The 7,000-square-foot theater accommodates 450 people seated and up to 600 standing, can double as a soundstage for film and television productions. It has no fixed seating and can conform to the performance. Headlining the inaugural performance was Tony Award-winning choreographer and tap dancer Savon Glover, accompanied by drummer Marcus Gilmore. Lumberyard officials plan to host several community ventures in the future, including the Fresh Start program, an initiative for the Hudson Correctional Facility, and the Junior Crew, a partnership with Columbia Green Workforce New York, is a summer program for local students and youth to work as ushers or box office assistants at the venue. Four students from the Catskill area are currently enlisted in the program, and those students worked at the grand opening. Read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. Eric Anderson is reporting for the Times Union. Amtrak trains are running to Penn Station again. Following the successful completion of infrastructure work on the Empire Connection, a former freight line now used to connect Penn to Amtrak Empire Corridor, Scott Napperstack, an Amtrak spokesman, said work was completed on time, within budget, and without injuries. Beginning May 26, tracks were diverted to Grand Central Terminal so that tracks could be replaced and the Spuyten-Duyvil Bridge could be rehabilitated. The bridge's mechanical and electrical systems had been damaged during Superstorm Sandy. Amtrak also performed track work at Penn Station. In related news, the state has developed a plan to expand Penn Station into the former James A. Farley Post Office building located across the street from Penn and to build a new central train hall. The hall would be named for the late U.S. Senator Daniel Patrick Moynihan. The Moynihan Train Hall is projected to be completed by the end of 2020. Read the full story in the Times Union. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, use the WGXC website, WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.